Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Wrestling Team. A couple events, coach, since we talked last. You competed in JV on Friday at Concordia, then went to the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton on Saturday, where you finished in 14th place as a team there. Clearly a very good competition that you saw in Norton. Carter Wessling finished fourth at 138 and Zane Colson fourth at 145 for your team. But overall, when you look back at these last two events for your team, what were your thoughts of the way the kids competed this week?
Well, I thought our kids took a step forward, and that's what we talk about all the time when we step into competition. And going back to Friday at the Concordia JV tournament, we had a number of champions. Dalton Chitty was first at 132 pounds. Zach Meyer was first at 145. Braden Kahn was first at 152. Blaine Burks was first at 170. River Paul was first at 182. And Dakota Schertz was first at 195. Placing second was Garrett Kimino at 285. And Noah Easter was also second at that weight class. So those kids just did a great job. And we just saw some great progress in those kids after the Christmas break, and I'm very pleased with how those young kids are coming along. Stepping to the Norton tournament on Saturday, the competition was as fierce as we thought it was going to be. Garden City won the tournament, and Manhattan was second, and Norton was third. 18 teams total. We ended up 14th as a team, and we medaled two kids. Carter Wessling was fourth at a very, very tough weight class. And Zane Colson put together an outstanding tournament and ended up fourth also at his weight class. We had a couple other kids that did well in the tournament. Blaine Harris ended up in the top six. They didn't wrestle out to fifth and sixth, but he would have been fifth or sixth. And Caden Emmett also was in that category, fifth or sixth. So those two kids put together great tournaments, and as did our other kids. We took seven kids to the tournament, and everyone won a match, at least one, and our kids competed. And like I said, very tough competition, and it's what our kids need at this point to see where we are, and they saw great competition, and we talk always about you can't get better unless you see great competition. So. We felt pretty good coming out of there. Our kids were holding their heads high and feeling okay about how things went.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's going on this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, Marysville coming up on Saturday for your team as you'll go out there. I know that it's kind of interesting because you see a lot of those Western Kansas schools at Norton, and then you'll go east to Marysville to see some different styles of wrestling there coming up this weekend. What are your thoughts about the teams that you'll see and what your team can do against that competition?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I really like our schedule because we do travel in different directions around the state, and that's the whole purpose of our schedule, is to try to see different individuals and different teams, and sometimes with different teams you see different styles of wrestling and that kind of thing, and it really prepares our kids for the region and the state tournament. Mm-hmm. And we definitely will see a lot of different teams out east in Marysville. Another big tournament, 14 or 15 teams in this tournament, and a lot of teams, like I said, that we would never, ever get to see until the state tournament. Different different classes also. I mean, there's going to be some 5A, 4A teams there, and also some teams from Nebraska there. So, yeah, we're excited about it. Our kids are, as I keep telling you, our kids are improving every week, mm-hmm. and we look to step on the mat and do just that, take another step forward. And this week we don't have to deal with dual meets or anything during the middle of the week, so we'll just focus on good practices for 5 days in a row and then step on the mat on Saturday at the Marysville tournament.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck at Marysville Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, you pick up some nice wins on Friday there at the Stockton Invitational around Robin, and then came back with a competition at Ellsworth on Saturday, where you finished in seventh place as a team there at Ellsworth. First place finished for Spencer Heiss at 138. Derek Nagley was second at 195. Lance Hall third at 132. And Roxton Brown fourth at 182. So just kind of looking at these last couple events for your team, what are your thoughts overall going back first to Stockton on Friday night?
Yeah, Stockton, they set up kind of a dual format, a little different dual format. But anyway, it ended up being a dual against teams. And we actually went 3-0 on those, Beet Hill City, Stockton, Trigo. Didn't wrestle a whole lot. That's the only thing, you know, when you look at those, you know, they have opens, we have opens at different weights. So, you know, we had about three or four matches for each school. But, you know, overall, I guess it's kind of neat to say ones and duels. That's something we don't do anymore. But, no, the kids wrestled well. Lance Hall, I think, wrestled three matches. Spencer Heiss wrestled three. Byron Rooney wrestled three. And Roxton had wrestled one. And I think that was it. Quentin Morris wrestled one as well. So, anyway, we had about 11 matches between them. But it was fun. They had some the little kids were over there wrestling in between rounds. So it's kind of neat to see some of those little kids running around. And it was a good night for wrestling for that Stockton meet.
What are your thoughts on Ellsworth on Saturday against some nice finishes for your team with Spencer Heiss kind of leading the pack with the championship?
Yeah, it went well. Let's say it makes for a short night. You have to get up early the next morning to go, but got there, and Ellsworth ran a little bit different this year as far as the way they sped it up with using track wrestling and things. So we were hopping, had three mats going, and went well, went fast. But our kids, for the most part, finished where I thought they'd be. Spencer looked at his bracket, thought he should have won. Lance Hall was, we were hoping he kind of got caught in one match and it cost him. You know, I don't know, he still finished about, you know, probably about where we thought. He's had there's a couple tough kids in there, so, but he's holding his own right now. And then Derek Nagley ran up against a Washington kid, which he would be pretty good. So, let's see, and then Roxton's got a couple tough kids in his bracket. He's beat one once before, but he's lost him the last couple times. So we got some work to do. But overall, yeah, it's a good tournament. James Roney gets a win again, so he's getting a few more as we're going along. So that was a good tournament. Good way to get back from break. It's not real tough, but it's, you know, it's tougher than what we've been to. And you know, got Oberlin next week, and that'll be a little tougher yet, probably.
Talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that Oberlin Invitational coming up on Saturday here on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And again, we're back on Katy Country 94 with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Nate, you're headed to Oberlin coming up on Saturday. The Red Devils always hosting this tournament. You go out west and see some pretty good teams out there. I know from our area, you and Smith Center are both going to be there. Just kind of looking at what you expect to see at Oberlin, how do you think your team can stack up there?
Yeah, it's we'll see a few new teams that really have to look at that. Like I said, we've just seen Stockton. We've just seen Trigo, and they're both out there, and we've seen Hill City the last two rounds there, so we're going to see them again. So that's not a whole lot different, but Goodland will be there. That'll be, Goodland, Oakley, McCook, Nebraska, Ray, Colorado. So we'll get some new ones, obviously Oberlin, and we haven't seen Smith Center since that opening weekend here at home, even though they're not too far away. So that'll be good. It'll be a good test for guys, just kind of see how we can stack to those guys out west. We've been kind of right in the middle. So no, it'll be a good tournament as always. We haven't been there for two or three years. We kind of went down to Russell Round Robin, but they closed that one down. So we're going. Jerry was nice enough to let us come back to Oberlin there, and it'll be a good tournament and good test for our guys here as we get the season back underway again.
It's Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne wrestling team here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Again, thanks for the time this week, Nate, and good luck out at Oberlin on Saturday.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you competed at the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton over the weekend. A lot of quality schools there as Garden City ended up winning that tournament. You guys finished in fifth place and had some good finishes. David Heilman finished first at 126, Chase Ryan second at 160, and third place finishes were Colton Hutchinson at 132, 195 Avery Hawkins, and fourth for Caden Meitler at 170. Just overall, as you look at those finishes and the way your kids wrestled at Norton, what were your thoughts of the tournament this weekend?
Oh, I think overall we competed fairly well. The tournament there, J.R. Durham's getting tougher and tougher and tougher every year. I think it's even going to get tougher next year from what I hear, but maybe even go to a two-day tournament. But that's just all hearsay. Mm-hmm. And I thought our kids competed really well. The bad news is that we lost our 220-pounder, I think probably for the season, fractured his ankle, and Dalton Kuhn, and I think he definitely places in that tournament. But that's how it goes. And then we were obviously without Kel Rogers, too. So I know there's other teams bunged up, but, that's the worst part about coaching is the fact that you got to go through some of those things and watch your kids, you just see it in their eyes, the disappointment that they feel when they get injured. And the kid was hurt. That's the worst thing.
When you look at your team and outside of the injuries that you just spoke of, what does a tournament like Norton do for you as you continue on and get ready for regionals coming up in late February?
Well, it just prepares you. I think I'm a big component. My philosophy is you go wrestle people that are going to give you matches. You don't want to go to all these easy tournaments and you just got to prepare your kids so they're able to fight at the end.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. We'll take a time out and we'll come back. We'll go over what's going on this week for the Smith Center wrestling team on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than your John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit your Landmark location today, now with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas to serve you.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Brock, you go to Superior, Nebraska coming up on Friday and then Oberlin on Saturday with this week's action for your varsity squad. Kind of looking at these two tournaments for Superior, Nebraska, what are some of the things that you see up there and what are you expecting to see from that tournament?
Well, when you go up into, you know, a different state or something like that, you just see different styles of wrestling. So it's always nice to go get some different styles so you're prepared for everything later on for that year.
And then Oberlin on Saturday, I think that one's usually always a pretty good one as well. Would you head out west again?
Yeah, the Oberlin tournament has shrunk in size just a little bit, but there's still good teams that go there, and you might get thrown into a round robin. You might be in a bracket, who knows, but you are going to get some matches. We're looking forward to this weekend and competing and trying to go to a two-day deal. So,
what are some of the things that you want to accomplish with your group this week?
Just get better and try to stay healthy. That's all we can do.
Yep. Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck at Superior and Oberlin this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
For the past 68 years, Landmark Implement has aspired to be more than just an equipment dealer. We realize you need a trusted business partner when your needs call for a new tractor, reliable service, replacement parts, or sound advice. Our recent merger with Oregon Trail Equipment, yet another successful, trusted John Deere network, brings you a total of 17 Landmark locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas. We're now able to offer an even more extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support. The bottom line is we have more locations to serve you and more resources to support you. Experience the Landmark difference. You'll find we set the standard for customer support. Visit us and learn more at landmarkimp.com. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Wrestling Team. Coach, competed over the weekend at the Ellsworth Tournament in varsity action, and you finished in 13th place as a team against some very good teams there at the tournament. Minneapolis ended up winning the tournament, and you had fourth place finishes, though, for Sam Hill at 106 and Nate Feldkamp at 285. So you did get a couple placers there in the tournament. What were your overall thoughts of the way the kids wrestled on Saturday at Ellsworth?
My team wrestled with a lot of heart. They gave us 100% of their effort that they could give, and we came up short just because we were outmanned, by some quality wrestlers, and just out wrestled. Can't take anything away from anybody. They just flat beat us, and due to our age, young group of kids, but their effort was 100%, and that's what we strive for. Wins and losses they'll come along later on. They're just paying their dues right now. We were real happy with their efforts, their demeanor when they came off the mat. They were good sports, and that's what we're looking for right now. Trying to set a good base for them and get them to love the sport much as we do, and hopefully we can get that pulled across there to them.
And you had some JV action last week too, didn't you? How'd that go for you?
That went really well up in Concordia. I stayed home with the other guys, and Coach Knapp took them up there, and he said he was quite happy with their efforts. It was I think the numbers were down a little bit this year from what I've been told by Coach Noss from Bloyd, and but he said that there was some pretty good quality kids there. We had Coach Knapp, my assistant, said that they worked really hard and tried some things that we've been working on in the practice room, and some of them worked, some of them didn't, but that's the best place in the world to give it a shot. He was he was real happy with their efforts and what they did. So I was quite pleased with that too. So they were pretty tuckered out come Saturday, you know, wrestling Friday and then not getting home until late and getting back up early Saturday and going. But that's you know, they recoup pretty quick at that age.
We're Lincoln head coach John Gardner here on our Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up this week for Lincoln Wrestling on Katy Country 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, still with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Wrestling Team. Coach, you have Stafford coming up on Thursday, the tournament there, and this is something that you've gone to at least the past 3 or 4 years anyway, and starting to build a kind of a good relationship there, I think, with the Stafford programs from what it sounds like, and helping each other out with some of these smaller schools that don't have a lot of wrestling programs. So you'll go to Stafford on Thursday. What are your thoughts on that tournament coming up?
That, again, will be tough little tournament. Hoisington will be there, you know, number 3 ranked team in the state. Plainville will be there. Of course, they're always tough. Chaparral's tough. We'll have our hands full again. Go in there and give it our best shot. We'll have a lot of opens. You can't win duels with opens like we have, you know, with only 9 kids and one of them has an injured wrist, so he's out. So we're basically down to 8 kids, and it's, you're giving up slots already, and it's a pretty hard way to try to win a duel. But, we expect them to go out there and give it their best shot, and that's what they'll do for us. They always have. So, we'll go down there, wrestle as hard as we can, hold our heads up, and let the chips fall where they may. Hope everybody comes out healthy.
Yep. John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Program here on Katy Country 94. Coach, thank you again for the time this week, and good luck out at Stafford on Thursday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.